Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
Carolyn Weber had no need for God when she went to Oxford to pursue graduate studies, but while there, she discovered God was pursuing her with a love she couldn't resist. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Today we hear Carolyn's candid story of her search for purpose and identity. She talked about her journey to meeting her future husband and coming face to face with some of the most important questions of her life.
When I first met TDH, he was a gentleman, an American who was living in the same sort of dorm area as myself in the hall next door. And there's a hilarious story I share in the book about how we first met over email, but if this will date me, but I was learning email. And I think I'm a perfect example of how we can assume as Christians sometimes that other people have heard the gospel, even in mainstream society, but oftentimes we haven't. My concept of Christianity, for the most part, was, you know, big-haired TV evangelists who took your money on television. And I was very cynical about it. I had started reading about world religions for my thesis. There was a lot of intellectual work that was going on about reading religions and things. But in terms of actually being exposed to what the gospel is and what it really means and hearing it clearly, I had not had that experience per se. And this gentleman, we ended up talking late one night as a result of this email conversation, and he just began by asking me questions, which I think is a wonderful way to welcome people into examining the faith and thinking about it in relation to their own lives. And I remember the very first question he actually asked me was, who is God to you? And no one had ever asked me that question. And as I describe it in my book, I remember feeling like a hummingbird that had hit the glass hard. I had been so busy getting straight A's and working jobs and helping my family and doing all the busy things that we do in our adrenaline-paced society in general, that arriving at Oxford and having the contemplative ability, going to pubs with friends, going to Evensong, the whole place is sort of saturated in thinking about big thoughts, but also in church bells and things like that. I finally had this moment where that question hit me, and I hadn't been ever forced to think about that or to articulate a clear answer. And then, of course, when he asked me further who Jesus was to me, I began to realize I didn't really have an answer. I had this cultural sort of cliche, but I certainly had no concept of a personal relationship or who he was outside of sort of this caricature, which is really, as an academic, a terribly unfair thing to deduct. You know, I've been trained here to try and find the truth or try and find reasoning for my arguments. And here I was actually, you know, putting down or not even giving any credit something like the Bible, which I had not fairly read. Again, I'm an example of somebody who can go through 20 years of the public school system and not have had read the Bible just as a sheer, you know, literary book. And I found when I did start to read it from cover to cover out of just interest and curiosity as a lit major, it was, I had to say, the best creative nonfiction piece I'd ever read.